Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
What's up, PB?
Hey, man, doing good. Was thinking today about this friend that I have. He would always say this expression, the onus is on you.
Onus.
You ever hear that word before?
Isn't he like in the genealogy of Christ, onus?
No, I think it's a funny word. Onus, the onus is on you. I think it's a legal term, actually, that refers to the burden of responsibility being on you, whether to prove something or whatever. But it's about the weight, the burden of responsibility being on you. The onus is on you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's your responsibility.
So, yeah, really quickly, like the ideas for PB Mini Bites, the onus is on you.
It is on me. Yeah, that's true. Yep. Well, you know, as leaders, that's a word for us to be thinking about for sure. As leaders, we deal with responsibility and burden, the weight, the burden of responsibility being on us. Some time ago, my pastor went away for some months, and there was a team of us, like three, that were charged with leading the church during that time period. And it was fun. We were excited, like, yay, we get to be creative and think up some different things and, you know, just kind of fired up. Like, we get to speak and do whatever.
Right, yeah.
But by the time he came back, when he did, it wasn't like, oh, bummer. It was like, whew, man, that's so nice. Because it was like a lifting of a weight of responsibility, and it felt really, really good. The onus was off. There's a verse in Luke 6 in the Message Bible that says, simple rule of thumb for behavior, ask yourself what you want people to do for you, then grab the initiative and do it for them. I love that word, initiative, and I think it's tied to onus. You know, the responsibility of a leader is to take initiative, to make things happen. And in that passage, it goes on, it talks about if you just love the lovable, do you expect a pat on the back, you know, like an award for that?
Good
not,
for you.
Not really. And that's one of the things with being a leader is that there's a extra level of responsibility that we have that goes beyond what others have to do. So we have initiative and responsibility. That's leadership stuff right there. You ever get those empty invitations? You know, somebody says, hey, we should hang out.
Yes.
And, yeah, but it just hangs like
right.
And you
no plans made.
Yeah, I always think I'm thinking when are we putting this in our phones right now? We're setting a time, date, you know. But it's almost like they're initiating. They're saying we should let's do it. Let's get together. All right, man. But then wait a minute. When is this happening?
Right.
And when somebody's inviting, the onus is on them. It's like no, schedule this. Come on, tell me. You know, I've had people before say, come on over to my house, man.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, I don't know your address. And when do I, you know, I don't know what century we're living in, but like, you got to tell me some more stuff than just come on over.
What you're saying is these people are onus-less.
Well, they don't realize it. I know it. The onus is on you, bro, but you forgot. So as a leader, you know, we have to take the initiative for things like making difficult decisions and sometimes asking hard questions, making changes when, you know, it's not the easiest or having a conversation, even if it's uncomfortable. So those are the kinds of things where you've got to admit it, understand it. The onus is on us and we have to grab the initiative, take the initiative and do those things.
Yeah.
I just got a car and been looking for one. I got a 1963 Volkswagen Bug, classic, old. Yeah, I'm happy. But here's the thing. I was looking for a while, and the onus was on me. Like, what I'm saying is there was a lot of opportunity, a lot of stuff out there for sale, a lot of good things, but no seller was showing up at my doorstep. Like, hey, I just brought it to you, thought maybe you'd want to look at it, drive it around, you know, would you like to have it for a day and just check it out? Like,
none of them did that.
No one did that. No. So I learned real quick, hey, the onus is on me. I got to call these people. I got to follow up. Sometimes I was emailing, texting, calling, like all three just to get a hold of someone. And the one I got, I had to make it happen in a short amount of time. Like, this guy's schedule was busy.
Yeah.
He didn't say, let me rearrange my life for you. And, you know, whatever works for you, it was, no, I had to fit into his world. And so the onus, the responsibility was on me to make it happen. I'm glad I took the responsibility, took the initiative, made it happen. I'm a happy man. I think that's just a leadership thing. The onus is on us. So leader, the onus is on you. Take the initiative and make stuff happen. Boom.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at briandolman.com.